The Islamic Jihad movement in Palestine has renewed its call for the capture of Israeli soldiers to swap them with Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. The Al-Quds Brigades, the military wing of Islamic Jihad, has been carrying out intensive military drills in recent days. Al-Quds Brigade's fighters are highly trained and are a force to be reckoned with. They moved to the top of the military brass during the 8-day Israeli war in Gaza back in November 2012 by being the first to fire long-range rockets at Tel Aviv. Al-Quds Brigade's military commander had this to say.
We see that kidnapping soldiers is the only way to get our prisoners free. The world must know that there is a people, Palestinian people, they need their rights. They're fighting for their rights.
Latest figures show at least 4,000 Palestinians are still being held inside Israeli prisons and detention centers. A prisoner swap deal in late 2011 between Hamas and the Israeli regime saw the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in exchange for only one Israeli soldier, Gilad Shalit.
The Zionist enemy only understands the language of force. They will not release our prisoners unless they are forced to do so. Israeli soldiers must be captured and exchanged for our prisoners in a prisoner exchange deal similar to the one that took place in late 2011.
Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank have been holding rallies and sit-ins to protest the inhumane treatment of prisoners inside Israeli jails and demanding their release. Palestinian prisoners include children, women, and lawmakers.
It's obvious that in order to get Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails and prisons, there has to be a prisoner exchange deal. And without abducting and kidnapping Israeli soldiers, it's almost impossible to get those Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails and prisons.
Some Palestinian prisoners have been on hunger strike for several months, and their health has deteriorated rapidly. Analysts say capturing of Israeli soldiers is the best way to secure the release of Palestinian prisoners. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.